Mariel of Redwall, Disc 9.
Chapter 33. The morning was a fine one. Blue smoke from the sea rat campfires drifted through the high woodland trees, mingling with sloping shafts of sunbeam across leafy boughs of oak, ash, rowan, sycamore, elm and beech. Soft mosses, short grass and variegated flowers carpeted the ground, broken here and there by beds of fern and flowering nettles. The beauty of it all was lost upon the sea rats. Food was the more practical problem of the moment. Grey Patch had argued, ranted and cajoled, but the faction led by Big Fang and Lard Gus won the day, appealing to greed rather than conquest. Hunger made Big Fang unexpectedly eloquent on the subject of food. Grey Patch listened, knowing he had no real answer to Big Fang's argument.
Shipmates, we ain't woodland rats. We're sea rats. We always had plenty of fish and seabirds too, besides what stores we could plunder. But here we ain't got nothing, and there's too many of us to be sharing nothing. All leaves, berries, roots and fruits are fine if you know which are the right ones and which ones won't make a body sick or even kill you, but we don't. So we're going to starve if we can't get proper victuals to eat.
There was massive agreement with this statement. Grey Patch shrugged.
Well, fair enough, Big Fang. Tell us the answer, you're so smart.
Big Fang had his answer ready this time.
I say we use our weapons to get food, not to fight some abbey or guard a lot of useless ore slaves. Split up, go in gangs, fish the streams and ponds, kill the birds with slingshots, arrows, anything, but let's get some decent grub inside of us.
Amid the roars of approval, Grey Patch waved his sword for silence.
All right, all right. That sounds sensible to me. I never had no objections to a sea rat crew feeding themselves, mateys. But there's still these ore slaves. They're ours, and we can't let them be nabbed away by those red wallers. So I suggest we build a cage for them, then we can go hunting. Avast, what do you say?
Big Fang pointed his sword at Grey Patch.
You do what you want, rat. We're going to get food.
The entire crew stopped what they were doing and watched. Big Fang had finally laid down his challenge. Grey Patch gripped his sword tight and confronted his enemy.
So, it's come to this, eh, matey?
Big Fang circled, crouching low, sword at the ready.
I'm no matey of yours, rat.
I reckon you fancy yourself as captain round here.
Couldn't make no worse a job of it than you, smart mouth.
With a roar they clashed, blade striking upon blade. The sea rats formed a circle for them to fight in. Big Fang was strong. He used his sword like a club, hacking and bludgeoning at his opponents. Grey Patch was vastly more experienced. He ducked and parried, dodging away from the main attacks, using the campfire as a barrier. They fought in silence, none of the crew shouting encouragement to one or the other, lest the shouter back the losing beast. Dust and ashes from the fire rose in billows as the pair battled savagely, Big Fang gaining the upper claw slightly with his size, strength and ferocity. Grey Patch countered most of the moves, sometimes making Big Fang look awkward and ungainly. But as sword locked sword, they gritted and sweated, their faces almost touching. Grey Patch began to realise that he was not as young and powerful as Big Fang. Fighting desperately to keep the foe from his blind side, he felt himself starting to tire and weaken, but experience was on his side. He kept his single eye on the main chance. Striving wildly, he turned Big Fang so that his back was to the fire and redoubled his attack. Big Fang was forced backward until one foot went into the fire. He yelped in pain. Grey Patch dodged away as if giving his adversary a chance to recover. Big Fang looked down at his scorched foot claws for a vital second. It cost him his life. Grey Patch snatched the spear that Frink was holding and hurled it. He was too close to miss. From the branches of a tall beech close by, a fat squirrel sat watching. He shook his head as he saw Big Fang fall.
Could have told him that had happened. That old rat's no fool.
Grey Patch stood with his narrow chest heaving. He glared around the circle to reassert his authority as captain.
Come on, Riff-Raff. Anyone else want to be captain? Speak up!
A deathly hush had settled over the crew. The only sound was the crackling of the campfire as they stood staring at the carcass of Big Fang, who only moments ago had been alive and arguing.